We're talking now with Dr. Jody Campeche from National Cotton Council. Here at this Red Rivers Crops Conference, Jody, you talked about several things, kind of led off with kind of the unknowns right now regarding this Phase 1 trade deal with China. Looks like it could be good for the cotton industry.
Yes, we know based on the information that's came out so far that they will increase ag purchases, and of course cotton's in that mix, so that's definitely good news. We don't know the details yet of exactly how many more purchases of cotton there will be, but I think it's great news to get China back into being a larger customer of U.S. cotton.
Do we have a tariff right now against U.S. cotton by China?
Yes, so there's a 25% tariff on imports of U.S. cotton into China, and those tariffs will remain in place even with the Phase 1 trade deal. China will be able to make some changes to import quotas to get cotton in without that tariff.
Now, you showed one slide I thought was very interesting, that we've got a lot of ground to make up, that we lost a tremendous amount of share in the last, two or three years.
Yes, so while this U.S.-China trade dispute has been going on, obviously China has turned to other export markets to get their cotton, and Brazil's one of the large ones. So U.S. cotton used to have about a 45% market share in 2017. In 2018, that dropped to about 17%, and Brazil has gained a lot of our market share in China.
So at this point, though, got to make up ground. Any strategy, any way that we can maybe try to help that along?
So, obviously, China likes U.S. cotton, and we have a lot of good relationships in China. I think the big thing is just kind of how this trade deal is going to work out and if they're able to get cotton in without that tariff.
Beyond that, you talked about several things, including disaster, some disaster funding, some the relief that's out there potentially. Kind of a complicated formula, as you tried to describe.
Yeah, so the WIP Plus disaster program originally did not include drought, excess moisture, and quality losses, but they went back and added the coverage for those factors, and that will impact a lot of the Southwest region, a lot of Texas and Oklahoma for the drought counties. So all the details are not out yet from USDA, but we do know a bit how the formula works, so we'll have a lot of producers looking closely at that.
So this would be something you probably would work with your crop insurance agent on?
You actually work with your FSA agent. So it does incorporate your crop insurance coverage, but the FSA office will be the one to do the calculations.
You also mentioned seed cotton. This is obviously kind of a relatively new part of the federal farm safety net.
Yes, so what we're looking at right now is a seed cotton program, particularly PLC for the 2019-20 crop year, and we can look at estimates based on what USDA puts out each month. Obviously, we're not at the end of the crop year, but one thing I talked about is kind of what the payments might be for a particular farmer, and again, we can follow that as we go throughout the crop year, but payments will be significantly higher than for the 2018-19 crop year.
Are we seeing folks, are they trying to balance stacks and the seed cotton, or they have to make a choice of one or the other? And if so, how's that playing out?
So starting with the 2020-21 crop year, producers will have to make a decision between stacks or ARC and PLC. And again, prior to that, you were able to have both. So looking ahead, producers will make a decision. And I expect that, more in the Southwest will probably choose PLC because we've had lower stacks coverage, lower stacks participation in the Southwest, just being lower stacks expected yields in this region.
Overall, on that 2018 farm law that we're, basically got implemented now, you feel that the cotton industry has been treated pretty fairly?
Yeah, I think so. One thing that I didn't mention, too, is just kind of how we're looking at other payments that have coming in, and we've got the MFP program, and the third tranche of the MFP program will likely go out in the next few months. And I think, that's really important. And if you look at cotton states versus some of the other states, we know that cotton fared, really well under the MFP program. We also know that, it was a great win to get seed cotton back into the 2014 Farm Bill so that we didn't have to work to get that into the 2018 Farm Bill. But overall, I think the seed cotton program is a good price support program for cotton.
When you first went to the Cotton Council, that was about that time when we were dealing with a lot of the WTO and the ruling against the cotton industry, against cotton being a part of the farm program. Have we pretty well recovered from that particular loss of that part of the safety net?
Yeah, I think so. That was kind of the goal of getting the seed cotton program back into the 14 Farm Bill. And then again, now it's obviously already in the 2018 Farm Bill. So everything that was taken away due to the WTO is now included in the 2018 Farm Bill. But it's a slightly different program, of course. It doesn't just cover lint losses. It covers lint and seed. And one of the issues with the WTO was, of course, the lint program. So it's obviously a different program, but still provides a good level of price support.
You're watching, obviously, policy is impacted in a lot of ways by the politics that goes on inside the Washington Beltway. Year divisible by four, it's an election year. Are we going to see much, are there things out there you're going to be watching that may actually be accomplished this year that can impact cotton producers and policy that would be impacting them?
You know, I think that the major thing this year for cotton policy, obviously, is the U.S.-China trade deal. And obviously, that's a big thing that incorporates more than just our U.S. congressmen. But getting that move forward and moving on to phase two and eventually getting those 25% tariffs off, that's a huge deal for U.S. cotton. And not just for China, but whenever this U.S.-China trade deal and trade situation kind of started, it really disrupted, you know, a lot of other countries as well that export yarn to China and import fabrics. So looking ahead, especially with world demand being a little bit lower than it has been in the last year, some sort of final resolution to the trade deal would really benefit cotton.